Hello, my name's Morag Edward, and I've just finished reading at Story Shop here at the Book Festival. I read Celloman with the cellist Lindsay Martindale accompanying me, and here is a slice of Celloman for you. The old man returned to his work. He calmed his pounding heart by finding the shape of the cello, more music travelling from the wood into his fingers. He listened as he touched. Hours passed, he forgot to eat. All he felt was the familiar love as another instrument started to take form. Part of him went into every cello and part of every cello stayed in his heart. These things would sing to the world for hundreds of years, filling lives with beauty and passion. The old town surrounding him barely existed. It was just the underside of the journey from workshop to music room to concert hall. And he could endure it if he was just allowed to get on with his work. He threw down his chisel again. My God, when will that screaming stop? The walls bulged inwards, the discord of the screeching babies pressed against them, pressed them inwards. He took a deep breath, feeling the pain in his chest. This was no good. He stuffed scraps of cloth into his ears and concentrated again. The music continued and he turned back to his little world of wooden carcasses. Shadows cast by flickering oil lamps animated the skeleton cellos and made them dance on the ceiling and multiply into the corners. "You'll outlive us all," he told the instruments. In his childhood, he'd watched the adults as they carved and gouged and sawed and sanded, making magic out of trees. He honestly believed they'd make him into a cello too. It took years for him to understand that they were teaching him, not preparing to carve him, and it would be his hands that would make the cellos, make them out of wood, not flesh. He'd been devastated. Decades later, the loss still ached deep in the recesses of his heart. He was old now. He wouldn't live forever. The old man stirred the pot of blood-red varnish and prayed for things that weren't possible. It stained his skin Venetian scarlet, the vivid lacquer of his family's cellos for generations now. The fumes filled the air. He could hear his music soaring as he stirred the pot. I'm a writer, an art student and cabaret storyteller living in Portobello by the sea. I'm a member of Writer's Block and we'll be back at the Book Festival on Tuesday the 24th as part of the Unbound Cabaret series, 9:30 at night in the Spiegel tent. My chapbook's called Mill by Mouth, which is a collection of cautionary culinary tales and is on sale at Transreal Fiction and in Forbidden Planet, both in Edinburgh.